Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Good, Connor. Thank you for asking. How are you?
My, oh my, Brooke. How you've grown.
Come give mama some sugar.
Okay. oh my, Brooke. How meaty your hands have become.
I got my nails done for you.
They're so stiff and firm. And cold to the touch. I know what you are.
Say it.
A vampire.
Well, yes, you guys might notice I'm looking rather pretty today.
Yeah.
I'm back in the gym.
You are working on your fitness. I'm your witness.
You are my witness and a god. So exciting things happening. Looking extremely buff. What are these? Lats,
biceps, triceps,
in the bicep region especially. So, might notice I'm a little bit more flexible in the legs too.
Have you been stuffing your bralette?
I've been stuffing my panties a little.
I was gonna say, my oh my.
Congratulations to audio listeners only.
Yes, who have no idea. I would encourage, like, if any day you were to tune in to YouTube, today would be your day.
Well, I'm just going computer wife mode, basically.
Yes. Yeah, you are. You really are. And while we're there, I had to look up because I remember the episode of SpongeBob where we figured out Karen was an acronym for something. And actually pulled it up.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So we have computer
automated.
Wife.
Something automated.
Yep.
Yep.
Karen was not the acronym, so I was wrong. The acronym is
computer wife.
Wired integrated female electroencephalograph. I don't know the last word.
What they called me in college.
It's crazy the lore of these people on Reddit that. This answer's this long. Like, I mean, it's so long. I'm going to just read a portion of it. And then I want to read how this man wrapped it up. This is clearly an adult man that's answering. The question was on Quora, actually. What kind of AI is Plankton's wife computer on SpongeBob? And he starts slowly. This is my whole screen font size, like 6, by the way. It was answered in one of the episodes. She is a wife. Wired integrated female electroencephalograph. She was based off of Karen 2.0, parentheses. We know more about Karen 2.0 than actual Karen, LOL. So we know that she runs off a battery like a remote, though she can be plugged in like a phone. We even learned that Karen has a motherboard, so she isn't a software, parentheses. So you can argue that, but she's powered by a motherboard. I would say her AI is like a computer toy called Anki Kazomo, parentheses again, inside the other parentheses. Mm-hmm. A toy that interacts with the environment and learns and develops its own personality. She acts like a Google Assistant. She can change into different programs, most notably in Single Cell Anniversary, where she shuts down, and the EMILP, Emergency Mother-in-Law Program, uploads and starts nagging at Plankton. She also changed programs during Karen 2.0, which was called Jealousy Scheduler. The AI she is in is classic Karen, known in Karen 2.0 episode. I know this question is kind of childish, as it is a cartoon, period.
Did any of that happen on the screen or just in the young man's mind?
I think he's just very attentive to detail.
I've been on Reddit a lot recently.
Oh, I thought we quit.
No. Just in like different types of communities. Like, I've been on medication Reddit a lot.
That's not good.
No, horrible, horrible. And I'm obviously convinced right now that I'm in the middle of a heart attack because of things that I've read on Reddit. And book Reddit.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of different subsessions, but I will say it's never good. Like, regardless, even if you think you're going into like an earnest like community or one based on your hobbies, like it's never going to be a good place.
No, it never will be.
No matter what, unfortunately.
It never will be.
Mm-mm.
At least you're self-aware.
But it's for whatever reason, it's like you keep crawling back.
I can't relate to that at all. Once I deleted Reddit, I never looked back.
I deleted the app and I just, I'm drawn to the browser.
You know what was really helpful for me? I didn't say this last week. When I went to that wedding that I was at, oh, wait, we recorded twice this week, just for context if I start getting confused. So over the weekend when I was at that wedding, when does this come out? So sorry. Next Thursday. When I was at that wedding, it was my friends getting married are both doctors, and all of their friends that came, their new friends, are all doctors as well. If you think I didn't have all of their wedding guests hands in my mouth, touching the small of my back, is this a lump? Nope, that's not a lump.
That's your spine.
They put their finger in my mouth. They're like, that's just like part of your jaw. Like, that's not a tumor. I left that with zero medical. They go, you are healthy. You are fine. I left with zero medical anxiety, zero health anxiety.
Wow.
And I was just able to have them touch my body, throw me on the floor, tussle me around, play with me some more.
I need a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. They couldn't touch my brain.
That's what I need. Yeah. I need that desperately because I don't, never mind. I'll not chit talk one of my doctors publicly.
Oh, you got to hold that information close to your chest.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Maybe you could try hypnotherapy.
I don't think so, but thank you for the suggestion.
I think that, why not?
Okay.
It's worth a shot.
Do you have any hypnotherapists?
No, but I'd go with you if you want to, if I'll go do it too with you.
Okay. Brooke and Connor get hypnotized.
That's scary to me because, okay, I'm not going to knock hypnotherapy. What is it? What is like a person that
hypnosis?
Hypnosis. I'm not going to knock it. But you talked about it before on an earlier podcast where like everyone in high school went to the circus or the fair or whatever, and there is a what is a person who does it? Hypnotist.
Hypnotist?
They did that on the stage, and it's like, dance around like a monkey, like when I wake you up. And they did it, and some people came forward and said, I was faking it. It was just for fun.
100%. There are so many fakers.
A lot.
And I know my mental shields are impenetrable.
Really?
They would not be able to get
me.
Oh,
you would have ruined it. You would have ruined a full generation of people in that.
I know, because you know in those kinds of situations, like I can't really lie.
I would be.
Yeah, you would be
doing the whole thing.
You would be. And that's why I've never like volunteered. Like anytime there's been a hypnotist, I haven't volunteered because it's like, I can't give you what you want due to my impenetrable mental shields and my inability to lie to you.
Meanwhile, I'd be like Austin Butler. I can't shake the monkey accent 3 years later.
Right, right.
I just, sorry. I was hypnotized when I was 16. Sometimes it comes back.
There's anyway. This thing on Criminal Minds called, I think it's like a cognitive interview or something. And they have, this person is a victim. And they have the victim lay down and close their eyes. And they're like, think exactly where you were. Like, what were you smelling? Like, and they put them back in the spot. And all of a sudden, like, the victim that's been repressing all this information for months, all of a sudden, like that, snap of the fingers, is able to recall all the information.
I think that's PTSD, like, right?
I'm just like, that's something that wouldn't work on me.
Oh.
Is the cognitive interview. But they're real. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah. That could be PTSD.
The cognitive interview?
Yeah. Like, let me put you back into this traumatic space that you were in. See if you recall anything.
Yeah, that's how they're able to crack the code. But I'm saying, like, my codes are not able to be cracked.
Have you had...
If my codes have been able to be cracked, I might not even be sitting here today.
Give this girl
the
nuclear codes. Let's crack this girl.
I'm open to being cracked.
Maybe you need to show a little more crack.
It's just like, you know, in Twilight, how before Bella becomes a vampire, Edward can't read her mind because it turns out that when she becomes a vampire, her power is a shield.
Of course.
So that was kind of manifesting in human form in that way. That's kind of like my vibe.
Speaking of the devil, did you see Kristen Stewart is doing this like press tour? She's on everybody's podcast. Can we get Kristen Stewart?
She's so cool.
She's so cool. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of our podcast today. It's booking.com. Booking.yeah. From relaxing beach resorts to remote mountain cabins, with so many choices across the U.S., you can book whoever you want to be.
Booking.com knows that people and travelers are multifaceted, so they offer a wide breadth of places and accommodations so that you can lean into a different side of yourself depending on where you go. Book a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side, or book a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side. There are so many possibilities.
Yeah, I'm planning a bunch of stuff right now for when tour is over. And by planning, I mean I haven't done diddly. But I'm thinking I'm going to really lean into the casual traveler and just like assume everything's going to work out. That's my vibe.
This spring, check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S. Book whoever you want to be at booking.com, booking.yeah. Did you see her on Seth Meyers?
Did I see her on Seth Meyers? Please. Of course.
She is a dream. The two of them together.
Threesome.
Dream threesome.
Yeah.
Maybe. And who knew?
Who would have thunk? I would love to.
Who would have thunk?
Those are like Seth Meyers is my dream guest, I think. Putting it out there.
I would be completely mute. Dead eyes, glazed over.
Day drinking with Seth Meyers is just, that's like, you know how a lot of people comfort show? It's yeah. A shame there's only 7 episodes or whatever. I've watched them all. Rihanna's episode of Day Drinking with Seth Meyers is unbelievable. All of them are.
So good. She's so good. Everything's perfect.
But Kristen Stewart, press tour. What is she coming out with? Is she coming out with a movie?
Question.
Or is she just rebranding?
She must be.
People don't do these press tours, especially someone who's not been...
No, she has to be coming out with something.
She says being in a Marvel movie sounds like a nightmare. Okay, so I think she's maybe... It's weird to go on a press tour without something actively out because you go on it...
No, she is coming out with something. Surely. She's just doing a rebrand?
Love Lies Bleeding. Oh, and this came out... So this article came out yesterday. Kristen Stewart's new movie has the year's most unexpected and most perfect final twist. What do they mean?
It's
called Love Lies Bleeding. She didn't even have to stop by our podcast studio for us to promote her new movie, Love Lies Bleeding.
No, I'd do anything for her. When is Love Lies Bleeding coming out?
It seems to be out because they're analyzing the final twists that were unexpected.
Oh, why have I never heard of Love Lies Bleeding?
Because she hasn't been on our monumental and far-reaching podcast yet.
I can't see the information about Love Lies Bleeding.
It's out.
From here.
It's a thriller and a romance.
Is it love, comma, lies, comma, and bleeding? Or is it love, lying?
Love Lies Bleeding?
Love.
Oh, you've unplugged.
Hold on.
There you go.
Yep. Am I back?
Yeah. And better than ever. Love Lies Bleeding, no punctuation. Here's why I'm going to see this movie. One, love a final twist. I'm going to try to guess it the whole time. Two, hour and 44 minutes. Let's go, Kristen Stewart. Come on. She must have heard how much I love 90-minute movies. I'm going to assume she wrote this for me.
Hold on 1 second for me.
Let me see who's all in this cast. Okay. Oh, yeah, there we go. It's Kristen Stewart. Oh, random. Dave Franco. I don't know any of the others. Do I?
Tell me that. Maybe I will.
Katie O'Brien. Mm-mm. Anna Baryshnikov. Jenna Malone.
I don't know them.
Ed Harris. I do know Ed Harris.
That's sounding familiar.
Dave Franco. McAndrew? Am I supposed to know? Anyway,
I look forward to seeing it.
Catherine Hahn.
Weird, I haven't seen any promo.
But it's Catherine with a C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Hahn, H-A-U-N.
No way.
Catherine Hahn from Wish.
How do you feel about a Catherine with a C versus a Catherine with a K?
Hard to say. I think normally I would prefer a C, but looking at...
Really? I don't feel that way.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll go see this. I like when I don't know most of the actors in a movie.
Oh, wait, are you looking at me over there?
Yes, I'm looking at you over there.
Hi. This whole time I thought you were talking to Izzy, and I was like, is he mad at me?
No, I'm looking at your body, your hot body right here.
Totally. It's hard to look away from.
It literally looks like you ate Brooke right here.
My eyes are up here.
I can't stop staring at your chest.
I know.
It's
because of my pecs.
It's massive.
Because of my stuffed pecs.
Yeah. I have to say something really quick before I forget.
Sure.
Early on the way here today to the stew, and I passed a food truck that I've never seen before, and it has smoothies and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll get a smoothie. And then I'm sitting there. These men in this truck have never, I don't even think they know what a smoothie is. They'd never made one for sure. They couldn't figure it out. I was there for 20 minutes. And then I said, and I've already paid. So I said, can I come back and get it? And they said, sure. They're in a truck. They're not going to be there when I leave. They're on the move.
So did you get your smoothie?
Hell no. I'm hoping to get it after on the way out. But I think that I got...
Oh, they're by this dude?
They're down the road. They're in town. But I don't think I'm going to be getting that smoothie today.
Oh, no.
$8.
Are you actually going to go back?
I'm going to take the same route back and see if I can find those F1 drivers.
Those young men. Mm-hmm. Damn. You always get yourself into the weirdest situation.
They'd say the darndest things. They really do.
They really, really do.
How's Florida?
How was your Phoenix show?
Oh, hello.
Oh, wow. Look at us checking in on each other at the same time. How was your Phoenix show?
No. Phoenix show was awesome. So when we had our last recording, which was this week, I was at my parents' house, and my little cousins came into town, which I didn't know they were going to be there, and so that was really sweet. And so
she is so cute.
Her
she could get away with murder. She's probably
genuinely hysterical. She's hysterical. She's the only like young lady out of my family that we actually don't fight. I used to get in fights with 4-year-olds all the time.
I believe it.
I'll sink to your level, 4-year-old, see if I care. They tell on me, tell my dad. I'm too old to be grounded, and I'm not old enough to not fight with you. Like, I will get on your level. So, but we don't fight. We see eye to eye. I view farm her because anything she touches turns to gold in terms of video content. And so that's just what we did. But it was sad to leave them and go to the show. In Phoenix, but it was fun. I got to Phoenix. This is the first show where I've flown to on the day of the show, and I was really nervous about that because usually I spend the whole day in my quarters pacing and getting ready.
And, oh my God, can you imagine if like the plane was like delayed and you had to make one of those announcements? It's like, so sorry to everybody that bought a ticket. Like, tickets will be refunded. Show will be rescheduled. Like,
yeah,
nightmare.
No, I can't imagine doing that. Like, I would not. No. I think I would just fake my own death.
That's worse than a notes app apology.
Worse. So much worse. And I'll tell you why it's so much worse. I also took the earliest flight because there was like six others from Texas to Arizona. But so like if I got pushed back, it would get pushed back to another one. Whatever. I had backup plans. But so I get in. And then as I arrive, they're like, by the way, this is your biggest show. You'll do. The room was 550 people. They sold 630 tickets. So yeah, the show. Usually, I'm like,
it looked like it, like a full.
There was
full.
There was a
full, there was fullness to it.
There was a fullness to this room.
There was a fullness and a density as well to it.
It was dense. The room was dense, but it was literally like from the jump. And it was a Wednesday night. I was nervous about like people are tired. They just got off work. Whatever. They're not probably drinking that much. It's hard to get in the right mindset at a comedy show on a Wednesday night. Not these people, not Phoenix, Arizona. They were,
I can't get the vibe of Arizona at all.
Oh, Brooke, I didn't know anything, but they walked me through it. It was really nice. It was such a fun room. Everyone was cracking up, crack city in that room. It was a blast. It was like one of my more fun shows. One of my most fun
great.
Shows.
That's great.
Yeah. But
how
it was like,
big was Philly, just to compare?
Philly was 350, I think. And so this was double.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun.
Crazy.
It was really fun. Yeah. So that was great.
And what's next?
Next is Ventura and Santa Cruz. So if you're in Ventura and Santa Cruz, I was watching Grace Coolman-Schmidt do her like announcement for her shows yesterday. I was like, she's so funny. She said, hey, what did she say? Oh, did you see it?
Uh-uh.
You didn't?
Sorry. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Brooke? Can I just play it?
I love her more than life itself, though.
Can I play it? This is how she announces her shows. Hey, guys. We're going to take a quick break to thank one of today's sponsors, Seed. Remember Seed, you guys? Oh, I was thinking about Seed this morning. a seed working.
There you were.
I was. Just a second ago, actually.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I said, Brooke, make yourself comfy because I am experiencing a seed-like, miraculous situation upstairs. There's a lot of small things I like to do that make a big difference, like smiling at strangers or waking up a little bit earlier every day. Small actions can have big benefits. Yup. Like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health.
Yup. Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. You guys know how much I love Seed. I've talked about them a lot on here. With Seed, my skin looks and feels better, and it just makes me feel better knowing I'm taking it. I try to pay attention to what I put in my body and avoid synthetic ingredients and chemicals as much as possible. Seed makes it so easy, and you don't have to waste time worrying about what you're consuming.
It's so easy to fit Seed into your daily routine. You can take it at any time, and it's so convenient. You don't need to refrigerate it, which is awesome, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take the DS01 on the go. You guys, your body is an ecosystem. We're always saying that. And great health starts in the gut.
A healthy gut benefits digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And you don't have to worry about refills because when you use Seed subscription service, they're already on the way. Trust your gut with Seed DS01 Daily Symbiotic.
Go to seed.com/BNC and use code 25BANDC to get 25% off your first month. That's a 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/BNC. Code 25BNC.
Oh, was it the corporate lesbian?
Massachusetts and Burlington, Vermont, I've got a bone to pick with you. There are still tickets left to my shows that I'm doing. Boston, you already sold out one show. Congratulations. Sell out the second one. Burlington, what's going on, love? Are you okay? Let's sell these shows out, guys. I'm not desperate. I bought tickets to an Olivia Rodrigo concert, and I don't want to be in the red. I spent $125, which actually is really affordable. And the tickets to my show are only, I think, 30 or something like that, which is a really good deal seeing as she and I have a very similar following. Anyways, the link is in my bio.
So I have to do something. She's so funny. I have to do something similar for Ventura and Santa Cruz because tickets are not moving. Tickets are not moving in Ventura and Santa Cruz.
Wait, when is it?
Next weekend.
How far are we from those on-site locations?
I don't really know where Santa Cruz is. I know Ventura.
Is it a plane ride or a drive?
No. Like Ventura is an hour away. Santa Cruz. Is Santa Cruz south? North. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be driving to Santa Cruz. Okay, let me double check just so I know. Santa Cruz is north. It's true. The rumors are true. It's north. It's right by San Francisco. So why didn't I do it in that trip? Why didn't I do it in that trip? I am on...
That's a good question.
I am on the most non-intuitive tour.
No, it makes no sense.
Zero sense. I go, what did I do? San Francisco to Philly. Philly to New York was the only part that made sense.
No, you did the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. And then people thought, oh, now he's on the East Coast. Philly, New York, nope. Phoenix. And then we'll do Santa Cruz. We'll do Ventura, Santa Cruz, DC.
Yep.
DC. Oh, then he must be doing Midwest. Nope. Nashville. Home. Chicago. So stupid.
That's insane.
Oh, it's so dumb. But this is literally the way the cookie crumbles. Oh, and then Boston from there. And Denver.
Oh my God.
Well, not quite yet. No, we're adding some more shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Woohoo!
Where?
I don't want to say in case they don't go through.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. But it would be awesome. It would be so awesome to do that. It's fun. It's great. I've been spending so much time on planes, and I actually have questions for you in regards. Yeah. So I don't know if you saw my Instagram story yesterday. The clear line at the airport and the TSA pre-check packed to the brim, wrapped around like this, back and forth, back and forth. I go, oh crap, I'm glad I got to the airport early. And then I look, I say, what's this third option? What's this third random option? Do I need to join something else? Is it the United Explorer program? Nope, it's general boarding. lest we forget about general boarding.
So confusing.
Where did we
lose? Do you even have pre-check?
No. Where did we lose ourselves? How did we let it come so far? Wake up, sheeple. Why are you all paying for these scams? Oh my gosh. Clear has helped. I'm a member of Clear. It has helped me twice. Other than that, they always pull me for random ID check. I go, now I just have my ID out. And they're like, you've been randomly selected. I'm like, oh, random here. I get randomly selected every single time.
And I barely know what Clear is, but I was walking to the security line the other day when I was coming down here. And there were like three different guards at Clear helping people because it's like seemingly there's something so confusing about it. And Kat Wellington was one of them.
She was at the airport?
And then we were on the same flight. Oh. And I made it here, or I made it out of security like 2 seconds after her. And she had gotten there way before me.
Yeah.
And at Clear. And I had general boarding.
Yeah. It's mind blowing.
The only thing that sucks about general boarding is people do not know how to go through security.
Yeah.
Something that really got my panties in a bunch the other day was this 6'9" man with, you know what, his physical appearance doesn't matter, but whatever. He left his stuff in front of me on the conveyor belt without pushing it all the way down. Mm-hmm. And I had to push his shit all the way down with my swollen pecs.
Yeah. That's why you're pumped up right now.
That's why I look like this, because I was pushing his shit through the conveyor belt.
This giant man's belongings where they all
laid there.
Here, let's walk through a couple. It's understandable. Like people that don't fly a lot don't know this, but like when you walk up, you can prepare yourself as much as you want. And granted, they keep adding dumb additions to the scanners, like the ones where you can walk up and it moves your stuff up, and then you have to squeeze it in because the stuff is moving. You know what I mean? From behind you. There's some security lines where you get the box and then you all are at the box. How do I explain this? And their stuff, like someone's from behind you can move in front of yours. Okay, maybe they don't have it here.
Uh-huh. I do. Connor, I know exactly what you're
And I'm about. Like, I don't know. There's no, it's that, it doesn't make any logical sense. If you pull up to a standard TSA security checkpoint, go ahead and have your shoes off before you get there, you know, and then have your laptop out too. Now, actually, I think they're not making you take your laptop out, which is nice. But
I've been having to take my laptop out and my Kindle.
The last few times I haven't had to, which is great. But yeah, have your laptop out, your shoes out. That's great. That's not the issue for me, because I'll just skip ahead of you. But at the end, you do not need to have your groin touching the thing waiting for your stuff to come out. I would say take a step back, wait for it, and then when your stuff comes out the other side, do not get dressed at the conveyor belt. Take your stuff and go to the bench right here.
They have
to the right.
Benches.
Get out of the way.
Reason.
Yep. Get your stuff. Get out of the way. Go over there. That's my biggest one. Do not start putting on your hat, putting on your hoodie, putting on your shoes. Why are you wearing Doc Martens at the airport? Don't start doing that right there, because other people need to get their stuff and move. You're clogging. You're a clogger. That's what you are. You clog. You were put 100%. On this earth to clog.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like people's true selves shine in the security line at the airport, which we've discussed, and it's not pretty.
And people will say that's lack of self-awareness. No, it's inconsideration for others.
It's a combo of a lot of unpleasant qualities. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm pretty nice.
You are.
I have started to say that's where you decided to stand out loud. And people actually are not doing it on purpose, which is, it's mind blowing, but it's like once I'm kind of rude to them, and it's not rude. Are you really standing there? Question. You really standing there? I didn't
genuine
move,
question.
Bitch. I said, you really standing there? And then they go, oh, and they look around and realize.
I guess it's just part of the lawlessness of the land.
Right.
Just like every man for himself.
Well, I'm okay being the sheriff at the airport. Hey, move.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I had a girl yesterday, Brooke. I've never wanted to full body, like linebacker tackle someone before. She gets off the escalator from the tram and she stops at the bottom of the escalator to check which direction she needs to go. I almost full body checked her out of the way. There was a line of people coming down the escalator. She stopped right there to decide which direction to go. Take a couple steps. I want to encourage you, if you're listening at the airport right now, look around you. Take one step back from everyone in a direction of your own.
Yeah. Out of everything that annoys me, very, very high up on the very long list is people who are just standing in either doorways, middle of walkways,
yep, sidewalks,
having a conversation, looking on their phone. Move over.
Move over.
It's as easy as that.
Hey.
Two words.
There's a lot of division in the United States today. I think we can all agree. Move over.
Move over.
Keep it simple. Move over.
Keep it simple, stupid. Move over.
I think, and it's okay every now and then to say, and I'm open to more like any advice on how to be less rude. I personally cannot. I'm like steam coming out of both sides of my ears. I like want to get in a fight at the airport. I will. Mm-hmm. I won't touch anyone, but I will say you are being like an absolute moron right now. It's like it's like the meeting of the morons at the airport. It's crazy. It's like moron convention.
It's frustrating because like, you know, there are people that aren't irritable. Do you know that?
No.
There are people that don't have to live this way. Like there are people where like somebody could be standing in front of them, not moving in the middle of a walkway, and it doesn't make them explode red.
Nico Sway.
Like Nick those Becker. People exist, yeah. Which is just mind-boggling to me. Like we don't have to be living this way.
I'm okay with it. It actually feels good to sometimes be really irritable and be everybody else's like, no one's gonna say something. Move. I'll do it. It's like for the greater good. You need to have some irritable people to get things done. The needle.
I will say this energy of irritability follows me around everywhere I go outside of the airport too.
If I get a really good email or something, you can stand right in the middle of the sidewalk. But most days, move.
We're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, The Farmer's Dog. The easiest healthy habit to start is one for your dog. The Farmer's Dog makes feeding real, healthy dog food easy and convenient, and your dog will absolutely love it.
Max loves Farmer's Dog. This never feels like an ad to me because of how much I talk about it. He's obsessed with it. He knows when I get it out. He knows what it smells like. He knows what it tastes like. His favorite is the chicken recipe. He loves chicken day. Mm-hmm. Today's chicken day. I'm going to pick him up after this podcast, and I'm going to give him some chicken from Farmer's Dog. It's smart, healthy pet food. You can feel good about feeding your pup. That's why it's time to quit the kibble, ditch the cans, and start fresh.
Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food right to your door. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real meat and veggies to the safety standards of human food. It's the best option for dogs of all life stages because it's not kibble. It's not canned goo.
Ew.
It's just real, healthy food.
Traditional dry and wet dog food options are highly processed, can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and are extremely difficult to portion accurately. I challenge you to go read the ingredients on your dog's food. If it's not Farmer's Dog, you'll be shocked. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life.
Dogs at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath, even easier digestion and smaller, better poops.
With Farmer's Dog, Max's coat has been genuinely, people have noticed, he's glowing. It's amazing. And he's been a lot more energized throughout the day, which we didn't really need, but I appreciate. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health. That means more happy, healthy, and full years together.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/BNC. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/BNC to get 50% off. That's farmersdog.com/BNC.
And it's for the greater good. No, the needle would not move. Brooke, the world is in balance because we're irritable and some people are calm.
Imagine if everyone was calm. I guess nothing would get done.
Nothing would get done. I do have another airport question for you. I did this on, I went on the Overheard LA podcast and it was great.
Uh-huh.
Please go listen. We talked about this. There's apparently this big divide where people that are dating or whatever, some people have pre-check, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are getting upgraded, some people aren't. A lot of people were saying, if my boyfriend has pre-check, and this is kind of one-sided, as is everything that we talk about, and I agree with the one-sidedness. If my boyfriend in a heterosexual relationship has pre-check and I don't, he has to wait with me. My opinion, actually, no.
Okay.
Like, assuming things work as they should in general boarding's line is like up my ass, you know, like so long. They're saying if he has pre-check, he can get in faster. No, he has to wait with me in this line. Me personally, what are your thoughts actually?
I agree.
Me personally?
No, it's not that I agree, but it's just like, if they didn't wait with me, I'd be like furious fuming.
Yeah,
but
that was
totally fine. Go ahead.
That was everyone's, that was all the girls' answer. Me, I'm standing in the middle here. I get it. Personally, I want to be on my phone. Go ahead, go in, get us a coffee, get a good spot at the gate. I'm okay being by myself in the security line. We're not even going to talk. I'm going to be on my phone the whole time.
Oh, see, no. The thing is, misery loves company. Hurt people.
That's true. Self-awareness.
Okay. Yeah. And that's just like, that is just the truth.
I'm just like, I think people that cannot be alone at the airport in the security line when someone else could be getting stuff done from the inside, we could get in a man on the inside. Look inward.
I don't want a man on the inside. I want a man on
inside
next
of
to
me.
My side.
Gotcha.
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I said next to my side.
No worries. I understood. And then what do you think about if someone gets the upgrade on the plane to first class and you're both in coach? Someone gets
you do not take it.
Oh, no. Wrong. Granted,
well,
I was...
You're going to get in a lot of future fights, I fear.
Mm-mm. No. I was raised correctly, so like anytime me or my whole family were upgraded, like my mom got it, you know, if any of the seats.
Sure.
And then my dad. And then somehow then my little sister would get it, if like three out of the four, and then I would get it last. But
I think it's totally different with family than if you're with a significant other.
I know, but I would say I wouldn't take the upgrade. But someone's taking the upgrade. We're not just like letting it go.
Oh, you're okay. I wouldn't personally want that. Should you offer me the upgrade? I would say no, I'll sit with you.
What if you're not sitting together? You're just misery loves company. What if you're not sitting together? You're both in coach, but you're not sitting
together. Oh, then you would give it to me and I would take it.
What a world we live in, truly.
Yeah, I hope that helps clear some things up.
It doesn't at all, but I think that a lot of people will agree with you.
What do you think about me just like completely spread out on my tray table, unconscious? Is that okay?
I think that's fine. As long as...
I'm always like gone drooling on there and I look around and no one else is.
Oh, me, I am.
And it's just like, why?
Me, I am. I only drool and snore and fart in my sleep on airplanes.
On a plane. 100%.
I farted so loud one time that it woke me up out of a slumber.
I'm trying to decide if I want to share something disgusting right
Take
now.
Take your time. Sit on it for a second.
I'm going to sit on it for a second.
Sit on it for a second. We can circle back.
It's a 50-50 kind of thing.
Okay. And you've never really hesitated on sharing something before, so I would encourage you to sit on that. Stand on business.
Yeah.
Stand on business.
That's a good point.
Stand on business for 1 second.
I'll share it.
Okay.
No, actually, you know what?
No.
Let's keep some mystery.
Keep it close to your chest.
Because this would be the kind of thing if like anyone was ever watching this, being like, oh, like she's cute. This would change that.
Yeah.
So gotcha. Let's keep it close to the chest.
Okay. I really want to talk about something that you're not going to give about, and that's okay.
Yeah, oh, please. I do that all the time.
I want your thoughts really quick. So did you hear about The Bachelor? The Bachelor's over now.
I know. Yeah, I know who won.
Yes.
You were right.
Kelsey A won. I've been saying Kelsey A, but some reason people only remember me saying Daisy.
No, I told you. I was under the false impression that it was like already like leaked, the Daisy one.
Yeah.
And that's what I told you live in the studio.
Yeah.
Being recorded. And I think you just believed me because why wouldn't you? As I just said a lie for a fact.
Well, that's what we do here.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you believe that?
No, I totally believed it. Wait. This bear smells good. I was watching The Bachelor and I knew right away what was going to happen because Daisy at the very end was just like her head was not. She basically had like come to terms. She's like, I love him and I can tell his head is elsewhere. And so I just need to fully support my girl, Kelsey. And she did. They rode in together, which I don't think has ever happened. Hand in hand, power to the girls, and then gave her blessing and then left. The classiest move I've ever seen on Bachelor. And Kelsey and Joey seem very happy. I'm looking forward to Kelsey teaching Joey how to read. I think that's going to be a fun journey for both of them. But Kelsey is the sweetest.
He can't read?
Doesn't seem like it. No, I feel like they uploaded all the words he's supposed to say in through his Neuralink chip, and he's just repeating them. He's literally Eve right here.
I didn't watch The Bachelor, so I don't know his personality really, but I saw a TikTok that Kelsey posted of him. He seemed to dislike her in that moment.
Oh, wow.
Like he was just giving like a little bit of attitude, and it's maybe because I don't know him, but she was like, Pookie's wearing, she was like trying to do a Pookie bit with him, and he was like, no.
Maybe there's trouble in paradise. I just learned the other day.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't know them, but it didn't. I was watching that and I was like, oh, this is the happy couple?
Yeah. It's hard to say. I have thoughts too, but I'm so scared of the community. So how many seasons has there been of Bachelor? Like 40?
Maybe like 18 or something.
18? I thought it was 40. Damn.
Made it up out of thin air.
28. So five of the 20. By the way, like I say this all the time, how unreal it is that The Bachelor's real. Like it does not make sense. It's borderline. No, I can't say that.
I want a gay season so bad.
Yeah, I think it's probably coming. But there's been 28 seasons. Five of the couples are still married out of 28. It's crazy that it does end in like a marriage, you know, because how do you go from like crying over someone and then your wife walks up that you were about to propose to? Ugh. Like if you did that and you were dating, if you were dating someone seriously and you were proposing to them and they found out that you were crying 30 seconds ago over someone, like you're not ready to be married and that's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's
I'm such a jealous person. Like I would literally just like, I wouldn't be able to move forward with somebody who just gave their heart to 18 other people at the same time.
No, it's not even like last Christmas I gave you my heart and the very next day you gave away. The very next 30
it's
seconds.
It's like last night and this morning too.
Yeah. And the very...
Can I tell you about two TikToks that I saw last night?
Wait, are they not Bachelor related? I'll just finish the Bachelor.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were done. Keep going.
No, so basically, you know Maria.
Yes.
So this came out. Dumois actually spilled the beans here. Dumois said that they picked the next Bachelorette, and it's Jen Tran. And
I had never heard of her before this announcement.
She was a fan favorite until she got in a tussle with Maria, who's America's sweetheart. And then everyone just turned on her, which, whatever. So apparently everyone was like, oh, it was really random. They had asked Maria to be the next Bachelorette, and she said yes. And then she had, I think, a breakdown and basically was like not in shape to become the next Bachelorette. I don't know any of the details. Allegedly. This is all alleged. And so then they asked Daisy, and Daisy just straight up said no. And then they were like, we're panicking, and they picked Jen. So that's word on the street. And I'm looking forward to probably not watching.
Right.
But
totally
that's
understand.
It. Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've been traveling a lot recently, obviously, and I have to be honest, my social battery is running a little low. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy has given me tools to navigate my relationship with myself and others, foster resilience, and a healthier mindset. It's a judgment-free space where I've learned to prioritize self-care, set boundaries, and build lasting, positive changes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/BNC today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/BNC.
Okay, the TikToks you saw. Hit me.
One, I'll start off with the more simple one. Was this girl that lived in a crate?
A crate?
Like a dog crate?
She, by choice?
By choice, decked it out to the nines, like a gorgeous pink plush like pillow mattress thing on the bottom.
She slept in
and
it
then,
or
like,
she lived
like,
in
stars
it
stars dangling from the top. What?
She slept in it or she lived in it?
I think
probably
combo.
Slept. Probably slept.
Like slept and spent a lot of time.
Okay.
But it was in her house.
Okay. So she, yeah. So she.
So I guess it was more so just kind of like a woman cave, if
it's
you like, will.
Yeah. It's her nook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was her nook.
Totally.
Like plushy pillows. Connor, it looked like the coziest thing that I have ever seen in my life. I was on Amazon looking at crates.
Yeah. Someone said the other day that I would really like the sensory tent for over my bed, which I think is for people with autism.
What's a sensory tent for over your bed?
It goes over your bed and there it's like essentially a crate, but you're in your bed and there's things to do. I think it's for people on the spectrum.
Uh-huh.
But for me, I'm like, yeah, sign me up.
So
I
it's
want
like that thing where babies lay flat and
yep.
look up at the like mobile things.
Yep.
That's what for adults.
Yep.
Why not? Yeah.
I'm in.
I also wouldn't be opposed to just like setting up a tent in my room and having like a girl's hideout.
A staycation.
A literal staycation. Camping trip.
We're going glamping in the foyer.
And kind of going like SpongeBob box mode.
Yep. Imagination.
Oh, I wanted to do that so bad when I was a kid and I kept getting into boxes and it just never happened for me.
Oh, it was inside of you the whole time.
I know. And I couldn't unleash it.
That's crazy. Mm-mm-mm.
Probably because of my mental shields.
I was imagination central. We played this game. We would find piles of dirt because when I moved into my neighborhood, they were building a lot of new houses. And so there was always piles of dirt. Anywhere you looked, you could go find the pile of dirt. And our biggest game was like elect an official and everyone got a job on the pile of dirt. And I always tried to be the president of the pile of dirt. And I was.
That sounds so fun.
The last part, this is like, that's why I think I relate to Lord of the Flies so much, because I started to establish a system of checks and balances in government. I actually set up a membership plan for people. If you want to reap all the benefits that this pile of dirt has to offer, you're gonna need to pay taxes.
Oh, I would have stayed so far away from you on the playground.
Well, it really, I would have found you and I would have asked for my taxes or else abolish you from the kingdom, banish you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I would have gone to another kingdom.
You would have been on the outskirts. You would have been like,
I would have started my own kingdom.
You would have been just like you would have been a tall tale for all the children. There used to be this little tiny woman in this village, but we banished her to the outskirts of town. Now she reads books in her crate.
But then people would get wind that my kingdom is real and it's a place of freedom and creativity and tents and crates.
You just have to figure out how to unlock it.
And you can live peacefully. And they would all be coming to my kingdom and you'd be left with no one.
I don't know. If you don't have a system of checks and balances, I don't think that there's any sort of balance there in that kingdom. No offense.
Well, I'm still the queen. So yeah, there are checks and balances in that way.
The needle needs to move, queen.
I moved it.
Well, I guess it is just a children's cartoon after all.
We're no better than the young man on Reddit.
We're no better because we kind of just got into it just now. Like, oh, your kingdom's better than my pile of dirt? Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I have news.
Yeah?
Surely you heard...
Wait, can I tell you the other TikTok first?
Yeah, sorry.
What do you think animal testing is?
They put like
in terms of makeup.
They put mascara on a rabbit? I don't know.
Connor, I genuinely thought the same thing. And the TikTok was POV, like, this is what you think animal testing is. And it was like putting blush on a rabbit.
I'm too scared to know what you're going to tell me.
Connor, that's not animal testing.
I don't want you to tell me it, I don't think.
I won't, but I was, first of all, that is what I thought it was this whole time. And I felt super stupid. But it was nice to see that other people also thought that. And two, I'm a vegetarian. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, God.
Sucks.
No, I stand with the animals and I do not support. That's why I don't wear makeup, because I'm against animal testing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I genuinely believe I could be a vegetarian as long as I could eat fish. So I could be a pescatarian. I think I could be a pescatarian.
Yeah. I have a couple friends recently that I found out are vegetarians, which I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's been like 10 years.
Did it change your opinion of them?
No, I respect them more because that's hard.
I have a friend who...
They're all girls,
like, really
too.
Really never...
I love that.
What?
They're all girls. I feel like if... I guess I could find ways to eat protein if I was a vegetarian, but I genuinely crave red meat. I think because I,
yeah, well, I don't like red meat. Is bacon red meat?
No, it's the other white meat, I think they call it. And
see, I don't ever crave red meat unless it's like a McDonald's burger and I'm like hungover.
Ew, I actually cannot stand at all when they show you a picture of a pig and show you where each part of the pig, like the cuts.
Oh, don't. I don't even want to. Do not tell me. I do love certain, I guess,
porks. Oh, I don't want to know that.
Like barbecued spare ribs, like from a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I love ordering pork belly, but then when I imagine it is a pork belly, no.
That's literally.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm so pro making meat in a lab, but there's so much crap, like chemical crap in it. It's worse than, I don't know. Choose your battle. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. Like there's no right answer. I'm like, mm-hmm. I do truly wish that I could just eat pasta, you know, every day and ice cream and get the nutrients out of that. You can't. I need to eat a chicken. I need to have a chicken, you know?
I do have a very unique ability of being able to rationalize that everything I put into my body has nutritional value.
Yeah.
And is healthy in a way.
Hats off, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to talk about this. Surely you remember conjoined twin Abby Hensel, right?
She's married.
She married. Conjoined twin Abby Hensel is now married. If you don't know, these are the set of twins from Abby and Brittany, the reality.
Oh, he's only married to Abby?
Abby is married now. Conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel first gained national attention when they appeared on Oprah in 1996. And now they've hit a milestone. Abby has gotten married.
So Brittany and the husband aren't romantically involved at all?
No. They're both teaching fifth grade in Minnesota right now.
That's a tough age.
Yeah, it's a tough age. Could you imagine those little assholes?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they really picked the worst possible group in terms of understanding and empathy and such.
They are two of the sweetest girls that have ever walked the planet. Their parents are so sweet.
You know them?
No, I watched the show. I used to watch the show.
Oh, really?
They said both together that we're going to be moms. We haven't thought about how being a mom is going to work yet, but we're going to. And they've been married. So they got married, I think in the past week or so. I'm sorry.
I mean, I would kill for just like a very open and honest anything goes Q&A.
Brooke, you and me both. I when I saw the post on Instagram, I said, let me open the comments.
Can you read some of them?
Nope.
Private.
Out of respect for Abby and Brittany, I can't. Have at it, honestly. Like, I would go read. I would encourage people not to comment any of their thoughts. I just wish mm-hmm. them the best. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I literally can't even say it because these are people. So I'm not going to.
Okay. This is an episode of Checks and Balances.
And that's coming from, and I know that like a lot of people would expect it from Brooke, but not from Connor, out of respect for these women. Okay. Remember that one girl? Okay.
Oh, the one girl who like we both said something and then she was like, I expect better from Brooke.
Yeah.
That was sweet of her.
You have internalized misogyny. You're not you.
No, I do. Girl.
Oh, speaking of internalized misogyny, at my shows, when I meet people, I always hug them when they're girls. When guys come up, I always give them a handshake. But
yeah.
For some reason, if I start with a handshake and then there's a girl, I go in for a hug, even if I'm meeting the person for the first time. Do you think that's weird?
Well, Connor, you could do what I did in preschool when you're saying goodbye to the kids every day and you ask, would you like a hug, a high five, or a handshake?
I'm not going to do that. Because we gotta keep moving, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have time.
It's just an option that I wanted to offer you. It's on the table.
Doing a chest bump, a fist bump, or a butt bump.
What kind of bump can I offer you today?
Ooh, that could go a lot of directions. Okay. We put out a question online last night. You did, Brooke. That was things that shouldn't be embarrassing that weirdly are. I screenshotted a bunch. And some of these cracked my corn. They really did.
I have some too.
You do?
Oh God, yeah, I do.
Okay. And our example was, gosh darn it, I hate when I screenshot stuff when I'm in my car and it screenshots the map. You know what
Why
I mean?
Why does that happen? Who would want that?
I don't know. Okay. Hang on. Oh my gosh, I'm about to like explode over here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for a to-go box at a restaurant. Like, your waiter's going to be like, okay, you fat little pig, you're going to eat this later. Mm-hmm. It's so embarrassing. Oh my gosh. Didn't you just come here to eat?
Yep.
You're
going
to eat more later, you fucking cow. Like, I'm so embarrassed.
Connor, every single outcome of eating at a restaurant is embarrassing. Let me pitch you this.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing your food, embarrassing.
Yep.
Leaving some on the plate, embarrassing.
Yep.
To go, embarrassing.
Oh, you're right. And I want to just start here that all of these take, I'm not going to give you the thing that's like, no, be proud of that. No, I get it. These are all embarrassing for some reason. I'm not going to be like, no, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong, but it makes me feel ill. I even think, Brooke, I've said this before, making food, if you live alone, making a full meal by yourself and then eating it and then going and doing the dishes after you finish is horrific. It's horrific and it's so sad, even though you cooked a meal, you ate it, but you're just like this one woman show. You know what it always feels like to me? You know,
in
Bridesmaids, when Kristen Wiig gets all her baking stuff out to make one cupcake, I'm committing to Harvard.
Thank God I don't cook.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Okay, you go.
Okay, I have this sticky thing on the back of my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I've been having. This is mortifying. I've been having like a really hard time like releasing it from the clutches of whatever it's.
Yeah, when you set it on a dining table
in front of people, it's mortifying.
No, Brooke, that is something that should be embarrassing. Actually, I want to make you feel worse.
No, but I didn't say that was like.
Oh, that's just a genuinely like embarrassing thing.
That's like genuine. It's just embarrassing. Yeah, I agree.
I have. Oh, go ahead.
This girl said picking up your dog's poop.
Yep. Like I don't want to touch.
For
poop.
Me, I would go even a step further. Just like. Your dog pooping in front of someone. It's just like that. There's something so fundamentally uncomfortable. There's like a mutual acknowledgement that like there's poop. We all poop.
I think the dog is even embarrassed sometimes. Like I have to poop on the sidewalk. I don't know what to tell you. This is where I'm pooping.
I feel like a dog will literally choose to do it the second a person walks by.
I think that they want to be like judging from Max. Like I can see in his eyes. He's like, I am ashamed.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem so ashamed when he's like squirting on the trees.
I know, but he doesn't choose to squirt. The squirting life chose him. He doesn't squirt anymore after Farmer's Dog unless he eats a full
really?
Pizza that I leave on the counter. That's on me. Yeah, he doesn't. The Farmer's Dog makes his poop so, sorry y'all, tiny and firm. I could put it in a pellet gun and shoot it at an intruder. It's crazy.
Ooh, wish you wouldn't.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Leaving a store without buying anything.
Do you say thank you?
No, I say sorry. Sorry.
I say thank you and I'm always like, should I?
No, you know what the funniest thing is? We're gonna come back. We're gonna come back here later.
We're gonna come back.
We saw a lot of stuff that has potential. I'm gonna see if there's anything else out there. But if not, we'll be back here. Thank you so much.
I wonder if anyone's ever believed that.
Trying on something like they've gone and gotten your size and trying it on, be like, no. And then being like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, what's awful, two things are awful about trying on clothes. One, hello. Oh.
Do thumbs up.
What do you think did that?
Audio
listeners, balloons just popped up on my screen.
Brooke, it's the new like Zoom and FaceTime thing that they added in the iOS.
But what triggered the balloon?
I think it was the peace sign. Hold it. Yep. Woohoo! Happy birthday, Brooke.
When you come out and nothing fits, and they go, "How'd everything work out for you?" And
actually,
you just have to
It didn't
bad?
Work out. Yeah. What do you mean? I'm empty-handed. Do you think
like horribly?
Do you think I ate that blouse?
Like hate it. And then when you're returning something. And they're like, oh, like, what was wrong with it? What do you want me to say? That it looks like I swallowed a piggy bank in this dress? Like, what? It didn't work out. That's all you need to know.
Didn't
work out.
The rest
is none of your business.
Oh, fitting rooms are hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ready for this one? This one made me laugh in my car. Yelling out bingo. Yeah, four in a row. And they're like, really yell it so that everyone knows. Bingo.
See, that's something for me. Like, you just have to like go full out and embrace it and like reclaim it.
Bingo is fun as fuck. Oh my God.
We normalize like bingo for people in their 20s.
No. In Austin, there was a bingo night and it was a very mixed bag of people, but it was BYOB and it's all just picnic tables in like an auditorium, and you're playing with crackheads, you're playing with old people, you're playing with college kids. It was so much, and kids. It was so much fun.
Bingo was the one game that everyone can play. It is one of the most accessible games.
And it's a game of chance.
I can think of.
It's a game of, there's no skill involved in bingo.
There's no skill.
Except paying attention.
Yeah, that's true. Because
I always bought like 10 cards. So I was like, okay, I need to look at all these. I really, really was in too deep. I really should have taken a step back and said 5 is fine. Okay, I have another one. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
This is more for like, I think more office job vibes.
Okay.
But walking into work, like, what do you mean I have to walk past everybody and like go to my desk and like get my stuff set up for the day? That was always for me like horrific. Hello, all other adults. I'm here and I'm going to set down my coffee. I'm going to open my laptop, like plug all my stuff in. And then you sit down and you go like this.
At the end of the day, it's just like existing can be embarrassing.
It's a prison.
And also somebody said bringing lunch.
Bringing up, Brooke, that was my next one too.
Like that's truly tough because I do struggle also looking at other people's lunches. Like, it is embarrassing for them, as it would be embarrassing for me. Like, I judge people's lunches to the moon and back.
No, and then being like, oh, I'm gonna love these grapes later.
Like, things in a little baggie.
Oh, no, but packing it.
I do it. Everyone does it. But for whatever reason, it is just like when you think about someone putting them in the baggie, it's just.
No. The time that
not how God intended
to
God intended foraging for a reason.
When you like get to work and it's lunchtime and you open it and you're like, oh my God, thank you earlier me for packing something sweet. That's like, thank you for this little sweet treat earlier me. That's embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Speaking for me,
but then it's also like, think about like if you were at school, like you bring your lunch and then the kids that buy their lunch, like that's also embarrassing. Everything's embarrassing.
There was nothing right with any part of it.
Yeah.
And there was always one kid with like, this is children. There's always one kid that like had this incredible lunch. Like they went out to a restaurant last night and they got the leftovers from last night. And it was just this like 3-course meal.
The least embarrassing lunches were always just the kids with like peanut butter and jelly.
That's what I had.
Yeah, you would.
I love peanut butter and jelly.
You know what I had?
Huh?
And I feel like this could be the trauma that the hypnotist
would unlock.
Wouldn't be able to crack. Whole Foods tuna.
No.
Which is a very
potent smell.
Strong tuna. And we were eating in the classroom too.
Sick in the head. That's not okay.
I was 8.
Oh.
That's a parent thing.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if that was work or play because you did both.
No, that was play.
Okay, ready?
And that was before it was like cool to shop at like Whole Foods.
Well, that was when Whole Foods was like inaccessible.
Whole Foods was Fresh Fields then. Do you remember that?
No. We didn't have Whole Foods in Texas, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure that it was.
Oh, wait. Started in
a
Texas.
A different place mind. Before Whole Foods.
It was like originated in Texas. Okay. When you go to a restaurant and you have to fill up those like little cups of ketchup for your meal and you have to fill up like 10. Because it's like, you don't understand. I'm going to be dipping my ass off.
Yeah.
And people have to watch you.
Who made up the size of those?
Those little cups? Probably. Probably someone that was like, this is one serving of whatever. These are serving cups, probably.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm eating for 4. So.
And there should be options.
No, I need. That being said, if I saw like a cup this size full of ketchup, I would probably feel sick.
Have you seen the Chipotle sauce in the massive cup?
Yeah, I accidentally bought it one day. You know what? This amount is delicious to me. This amount of ketchup, disgusting. So I'm actually, this is gross. This, a snack. Even if I have 4 of them, that's a snack. One of these, I've lost my appetite completely.
Totally.
Okay, I have one that was not submitted, but I pulled it like a long time ago and I was wondering how it would work out. it's really unsettling when insanely hot people have jobs unrelated to their physical attractiveness. Like, think about Margot Robbie doing sales at Insight Global.
Who doing sales?
Margot Robbie. I don't know. I was just thinking of
someone. I mean, she would just, like, the commission would just be.
Well, it's not over FaceTime. She's on the phone.
No, but you do door-to-door calls.
Door-to-door calls? You call them knock at the same
time? Like in the office, they sold mostly over the phone, but there were tons of door-to-door experiences and restaurant meetings. And
yeah, that's true. I guess you have some meetings. That was just an observation. I didn't have anything to follow up with, but
one that I liked was texting here. When you get to someone's house, that is horrible.
No, and not knowing where to stand. Like, am I here, like I'm outside your door, or I'm here in my car across the street, down the street? And you don't want to, if you're picking them up, you don't want to be like, hurry up, I'm here.
Right. And also, you know, my apartment, like you can see me walking for a while before I get to
you. That's bad.
Those 10 seconds are hell on earth.
Walking out when there's just, even when there's two people in a car and you're like, are they watching me? And they're always watching you walk out.
Do you make eye contact? Do you look at the ground?
Is my pace normal? Should you do a little dance? Hey, can't wait to do whatever. All right.
That's it. That's the most embarrassing thing, is having a distance between you and the person that you need to get to.
Yeah.
And figuring out how to spend the distance.
Fake a phone call. That's always my answer. Even if it's with your closest friends. Ready?
Yeah.
Not knowing which elevator door is going to open when there's like three and you push the button and it's just going to be one of the three.
Yeah, that's good.
And then you've been there earlier and then the person that just got there behind you like goes to the other one and it's that one. You have to get in behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I was here first. I was a pioneer of these triplet elevators.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, wait, there was an assault with a pipe reported down the street from the stew. So be aware if there's a person with a pipe. Okay, I think we should probably wrap up, head to bonus, because I'm about to pee my pants.
Perfect.
I think I will see you in the bonus, right?
Yeah, I'll see you in the bonus.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you guys all for watching. If you're watching on YouTube for the first time, please, you know what? I'm just going to call you out right now. Please, please, please. Click subscribe. Please click subscribe. Click subscribe, please. I'm begging. Hit subscribe. Move, bitch. Hit subscribe. Please hit subscribe. Okay, I'm done. I'll see you in the bonus. Thank you guys all for listening. Bye, Brooke.
Give me a kiss.
It's very Uncanny Valley. Okay, bye, y'all. Please and blessings.
This week on Close Friends.
Mayo, I take your hat, sir.
I love mayo. I just don't want to see it.
They should just call mayo glob.
Well, you have a guinea pig. Of course your apartment's going to smell like a guinea pig.
I have a guinea pig. Of course my apartment smells like head.
You know his parents were cousins?
Second cousins.
Yeah, he's perfectly fine. So now I'm kind of rethinking things.
Brooke, it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit right.
And it shouldn't.
Hell no, we won't go.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.